When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Hi, I'm Mariella. Before I continue, please like and subscribe. People always say marriage is about trust, and I believe that wholeheartedly. 5 years ago, when I married Nathan, we decided to split our responsibilities. He'd handle our bills and investments while I focused on growing my marketing career. It seemed perfect, until it wasn't. "You're so lucky to have Nathan," my friend Diana said during our weekly coffee meetup. "Most husbands wouldn't touch bills with a 10-foot pole." I smiled, stirring my latte.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
He's always been good with numbers. Besides, it lets me focus on landing bigger clients. That was 3 months ago. I should have noticed the signs earlier, but when you trust someone completely, you tend to overlook the little things. Like how Nathan's brother Kevin would give me strange looks during our monthly family dinners. Or how Ashley, our mutual friend from college, kept trying to have private chats with me. "Everything okay with you and Nathan?" Ashley would ask, her eyes filled with concern. "Never better. Why?" "No reason, just checking in." Then there was Tyler, Nathan's coworker. He'd always been friendly, but lately, he'd been avoiding eye contact during our group hangouts. I caught him once, staring at Nathan with this mix of disappointment and worry. Life seemed normal otherwise. Our renovated colonial house in the suburbs, weekly date nights, and weekend brunches with friends. Everything looked perfect on the surface. Nathan had even suggested we start planning for a family. "We're in a great place financially," he'd said over dinner last week. "Our investments are doing well." I remember nodding, feeling grateful for his financial management. My marketing agency was thriving, and with Nathan handling our money, I could pour myself into work without worry. My latest campaign had just landed us a major automotive client, and I was riding high on success. "You should celebrate," Diana insisted after hearing about my new client. "Let's do a girls' night out." "Can't this weekend?" Nathan mentioned something about our monthly budget review. Diana raised an eyebrow. "Monthly budget review? Since when?" "He started it recently, says it's good to stay on top of things." Looking back, that should have been my first real warning sign. Nathan had never wanted to review budgets together before. He'd always handled everything independently, sending me simple updates through text messages. But you know what they say about hindsight. It's always crystal clear when you're looking backward. If only I'd paid more attention to Kevin's concerned glances, Ashley's attempted interventions, or Tyler's obvious discomfort. If only I'd questioned why Nathan suddenly wanted to involve me in financial discussions after years of handling everything solo. But I didn't. Because when you're living your dream life with someone you trust completely, the last thing you expect is to find out that they've been building a house of cards, one credit card statement at a time. The first crack in my perfect life appeared in the form of a credit card statement. Not ours. At least not one I knew about. It was mixed in with our regular mail, and I almost tossed it thinking it was just another credit offer. Babe, what's this card from Atlantic Bank?
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
I called out to Nathan, who was in his home office. The thundering sound of his chair rolling and quick footsteps told me something was off before he even appeared. Oh, that's probably junk mail. I'll take care of it. He snatched the envelope so quickly it left a paper cut on my finger. That night, I couldn't sleep, replaying that moment in my head. Nathan had never acted so jumpy about mail before. The next day, I met Diana for our usual coffee. "You look tired," she said. "Just work stuff." I hesitated before adding, "Hey, random question. Did you really see Nathan at LeBlanc last week?" Diana's face twisted into that expression people make when they're caught in an awkward situation. "Yeah, he was there with some guys. Thought it was weird since he told you he was working late." My stomach churned. LeBlanc was the most expensive restaurant in town. Nathan had claimed he was pulling extra hours at the office that entire week. Later that afternoon, Kevin called about our upcoming family barbecue. During our chat, he casually mentioned Nathan's new golf membership. The country club must be charging a fortune these days. "What country club membership?" The line went quiet for a moment. "Oh, maybe it was supposed to be a surprise? Just forget I mentioned it." But I couldn't forget. That evening, I noticed Nathan was extra protective of his phone. It used to sit face up on the coffee table while we watched TV. Now it was always in his pocket, and he'd step out to take calls. Ashley caught me after yoga class the next day, looking nervous. "Mariella, we need to talk. I've been seeing Nathan's car at Paradise Casino a lot lately. I work nearby, and it's not just once or twice." "Are you sure it's his car?" "Unless someone else has that custom Batman decal on their Ford Mustang." The pieces were starting to form a picture I didn't want to see. That night, I noticed Nathan's browser was still logged in on our shared laptop. His email was open, and there they were. Multiple payment confirmations from online gambling sites. My hands shook as I scrolled through message after message. Tournament entries, casino deposits, credit card confirmations. The amounts made me dizzy. Tyler reached out next, asking to meet for coffee. His usual joking demeanor was gone. "Look, I've been wanting to tell you this for weeks. Nathan's been borrowing money from everyone at work. He says it's for house repairs, but we all know he's at the casino during lunch breaks." I felt like I was starring in a bad movie. The Nathan I knew was responsible, trustworthy. The Nathan they were describing was a stranger. That night, I waited until Nathan fell asleep. Then I did something I'd never done before. I went through his desk drawers. In the bottom one, hidden under a stack of old magazines, I found a shoebox. My hands trembled as I lifted the lid, knowing whatever was inside would change everything. The shoebox contained 6 different credit card statements, all in Nathan's name, all maxed out. My heart pounded as I added up the numbers, $12,000 in secret debt. Some charges were from casinos, others from online gambling sites. There were even cash advances with astronomical interest rates. My hands were shaking so badly I almost dropped my phone calling Diana. Can you come over? Now? It's midnight. Please, I need a witness for what I'm about to do. 20 minutes later, Diana arrived as I was laying out all the evidence on our dining room table. The credit card statements, the online gambling receipts, the loan documents from his coworkers. Should we wake him up? I nodded, my voice steady despite my racing heart. He's about to learn what it feels like when your whole world crashes down. I walked into our bedroom and flipped on the lights. Nathan, get up. We need to talk. He stirred, blinking in confusion. What's going on? I'd like to know the same thing. I held up the statements. Care to explain these? The color drained from his face. He sat up slowly, eyes darting between me, the papers, and Diana standing in the doorway. I can explain. You mean like how you explained working late when you were actually at LeBlanc? Or the country club membership Kevin mentioned? Or maybe you'd like to explain why Tyler says you've been borrowing money from everyone at work. You don't understand. I had a system. I was going to win it all back. I laughed, but there was no humor in it. A system? Is that what you call destroying our financial future? The investments were doing poorly. I thought I could fix it before you found out. Fix it? By gambling more? Diana stepped forward, her voice sharp. Do you know what Mariella's been doing while you were fixing things? Working 60-hour weeks, landing huge clients, trusting you with every penny she earned? Nathan's face crumpled. I'm sorry. I'll get help. We can work this out. No, Nathan. *I* will work this out. But you won't be part of the solution. I pulled out my phone and played the recording from earlier, his voice echoing in the quiet room. I had a system. I was going to win it all back. That's your confession. Tomorrow, I'm calling my lawyer. Tonight, you're sleeping on the couch. You recorded me? You can't do this. Actually, I can. And I did. Just like you could have come clean months ago. But you chose to dig us deeper into debt instead. As Nathan shuffled out of the room, shoulders slumped, I felt nothing but cold determination. The man I married, the one I trusted with everything, had gambled away not just money, but our entire future. I turned to Diana, my mind already racing with next steps. First thing tomorrow, I'm freezing all our accounts. Then I'm calling Kevin. He needs to hear this from me before Nathan spins his version. 3 months after that night, I sat in my new apartment, reviewing my freshly organized finances. The separation agreement was signed, and Nathan's debt was legally established as his sole responsibility. My lawyer made sure of that. Kevin had been surprisingly supportive throughout everything. I should have told you sooner, he admitted during one of our coffee meets. Nathan borrowed money from me too. I thought I was helping him, but I was just enabling him. The fallout at Nathan's workplace was swift. Once Tyler and other coworkers learned about the extent of his gambling, they reported the borrowed money to HR. Nathan was placed on probation and mandatory counseling. Within weeks, his performance slipped so badly that they had no choice but to let him go. Diana helped me move into my new place. You know what's ironic? He kept saying he did this to make more money for your future. Now he's lost everything. You, his reputation, and his job. She was right. Nathan's attempts to contact me grew desperate. First with apologies, then with promises of change, finally with angry accusations. I blocked his number after he started showing up at my office. Ashley helped me document everything for a restraining order. It's more common than you think, Ashley said during one of our support group meetings. Financial infidelity hurts just as much as any other kind. But you handled it perfectly. You gathered evidence, took legal action, and protected yourself. Last I heard, he had to move back in with his parents, working part-time at a local store to slowly pay off his debts. My marketing agency flourished now that I could focus fully on work without the shadow of his deception. I landed 2 more major clients, expanding our team to handle the increased workload. The income I once trusted him to manage now went straight into my own investment accounts. Today, I got an invitation to speak at a financial literacy workshop for women. They want me to share my story, to help others spot the warning signs I missed. Sometimes I think about the life I thought I had with Nathan, the trust I gave him so freely, the future we planned together. But then I remember what he did with that trust, and I feel nothing but relief that I discovered the truth when I did. Some say living well is the best revenge. I say living smartly, independently, and on your own terms is even better. What would you have done in Mariella's shoes when she first discovered those hidden credit card statements? Would you have confronted Nathan immediately or gathered more evidence like she did? Some say instant confrontation prevents more damage, while others believe collecting proof is crucial for protection. Share your thoughts in the comments. Have you ever experienced financial betrayal in a relationship? What warning signs did you notice or miss? If this story resonated with you, hit that like button and subscribe to hear more real-life stories of survival and justice. Your support helps us bring more stories like Mariella's to light and helps others know they're not alone. Remember, sometimes the red flags we ignore today become the reasons we leave tomorrow. Stay vigilant, stay strong.